Because, you know, sometimes experimenting with high explosives can be very deadly. You know what I mean?
Mm. Peace to that, G. Mm-hmm. Let's get it, man. 38 Special. So fire. I love this guy.
As soon as I started, like, realizing that I could actually make some money off the talent, I said, I'm going to put my all into this. And, you know, when you got hustle, easy to find avenues, man, to make money. Once you get that hustle mentality, you all right. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I just had to walk away from anything that was deteriorating me or distracting me from focusing on my God-given talent. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Once I did that, it was like, you know? But it's like, this ain't no shit that you could do both of. You got to do this. Like, to the people that's out there, like, this rap shit is not nothing that you could do and think you could do something else. You can't play two sports at the same time. You could probably play two sports, but you can't do it at the same time. I don't know no athlete that played two sports at the same time.
It's only two. Deion and Bo Jackson.
But they left. They won
at the same time.
Well, they left baseball. And they then left went and then to went. Play.
I'm talking about the same time, bro. I'm talking about the same.
I got the
listen,
lingo.
Listen, we're talking about the same time. You got to focus on one sport at that time because you got to wake up and dedicate yourself to that. And that's what this is. This is just a sport.
Let me ask you this then. The same time. This is going to be a weird question. Was it hard finding ways to make money off the music and the merch at the same time? Did it conflict? Did it marry properly?
Yeah, man. Once you got a few fans, you got a career. Mm-hmm. See, these people don't understand. Y'all looking to make a hit and get signed and get famous when all you got to do is get a few people that actually like you, and then you can start supplementing whatever income you was focusing on or getting from anywhere else. You don't need a bunch of fans in order to make a living for yourself. You need a bunch of fans to feed everybody else. You understand? But just to feed you, you don't need that many people. Like, if you was in the streets and you had a phone hitting, there wasn't that many people calling your phone and shit. It wasn't that many people coming by your... No, let's just be honest, thank though. You. It wasn't that many people coming by your place of business, but you still was surviving and maintaining. Mm-hmm. This is the same shit. You don't need a million of people to make $1 million. Mm. You understand? Mm-hmm. So, you know, once I realized that I could get a buck from a person... all I needed to see. Mm-hmm. Let me just provide the service and make sure, because if it's few people that's willing to spend some money with me, it's a million people that would.
Mm-hmm. Outside of this.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's and the marketplace is bigger than any street shit that could be offered.
Because one of the,
you know what I mean?
The things, you know, people are having trouble with is finding ways to make money off music. Do you have an understanding or a system?
Well, the system is how you gonna make music? How you gonna make money off music if you don't know who you're making the music for?
That's one. I mean, from a
Well, you providing a service, ain't you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, what is your service? How am I supposed to come to your store? What is your store? What am I coming to your store for? You just rap? Oh, you make club songs, you make bitch songs, you make this song, you make that. But what is you giving me that I can't get from them? What's the reason I'm gonna come to you? That's mm-hmm. the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Know who you rapping for. Separate yourself from what they doing. Don't follow the waves. Add something. Make a motherfucker have to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. It ain't just making the music. Provide a service. Be a service. And then you will grow from that.
That's what Fresher said too. Be of service. How can I be of service to you?
So once you do that, you know, you putting yourself in a position for people to actually come and spend money for you, just like any other service or any other business.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what it is. Like, people don't understand how to make money off their music because they all over the place with their music.
Mm-hmm.
It's all boiled back
because
down.
They're not looking, but 38, they not looking to make money. They looking to get popular. They looking to gain clout and hope that the money's coming. Mm-hmm. See, you're working towards the money. That's not what they're doing. They thinking that this craft is just, and the money's just going to magically fall out the air because they make a hot record.
And sometimes that might happen, but that ain't the motto for you to follow. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's like gambling and shit. More or less, you provide a service for your people, and you'll be all right. Like, that's how you make money off your music. Identifying who you targeting, then feed them.
Once you got that fan base, how do you distribute that music to where it makes sense?
That shit is the simplest shit in the world. You know what I mean? It's like once you get a fan base, you know, you can get with a distributor. You know what I'm saying? And distribute your music. It's really that simple and shit. You know, I'm gonna be providing all the services because I know it's a lot of people out there that I don't really understand. And I'm gonna be providing all the services and shit at my website, The Trust Station. Y'all be able to click on there, you know, and be able to get all the services and see all the services that I provide, from, you know, consulting to actually, you know, producing, production, you know, artist development.
You're a liaison. You hook people up with with media people and all that stuff.
I think that distribution lingo too, because that's the one thing, you know, we have spoken about. People are really trying to see how they can get their music out to the masses where it matters, and they're seeing a return on their, you know, work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to realize, man, like I said, it really just start organically. People be trying to, like, skip past shit. Mm. Like, you know, even if, you know, you first put the music out there. I mean, a lot of artists be making music. That's the main problem for artists. Y'all sitting on things that could gain y'all some fans.
You know why they do that, though, right?
Why?
They're afraid of the criticism.
Oh, yeah, they're afraid of the criticism.
Then this ain't really for you. If you're not going to release the music, then that's you're causing yourself a huge disadvantage. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of artists that just making music and then don't put it out.
And also, too, you have guts. You have the ability to know that I'm going to put out a couple of records. They might not hit, but I know I'm good as an artist. And
That all goes back to me not rapping for everybody. See, this is where that actual confidence...
It doesn't even affect him because
it doesn't matter, because I don't rap for the people I rap for. I'm very confident they gonna feel my shit. I'm rapping about their life.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm rapping about their life. It's impossible for them not to feel
it's
my
only
shit.
It's only for them. Now, if other people start
to fuck with it, then that's
cool.
That's cool.
It's extra on the side.
I don't rap for NBA players.
But it just happens.
They just gravitate to it because it's the authenticity and it's the quality of it.
Mm.
Some people would be like, let me go say something that I think the NBA players are feeling.
Yeah.
I don't got one basketball ball.
That's it.
No,
too.
I'm telling you some real shit.
That's real. I thought
so,
about it.
So you got to think. The average person would be like, let me cater to them.
Yeah.
That ain't how you make music. Mm. You make music by bringing what you bring to the table.
Yeah.
Knowing who you rapping for, and then... it's a lot of people that's going to feel that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Can I be fair and honest? I think this advice you gave is beyond just music.
Mm-hmm.
It's for all business, whatever field you're in, entertainment.
I agree.
Even podcasts is everything, yo.
Mm-hmm. No, I completely
agree.
Some
real gems right here.
Yeah, I want to know one thing.
Because
I always talk about relationships, right?
Right.
Tell me how it feels to be the one who signed Benny the Butcher first,
mm-hmm.
and then Benny comes around and is... a key part of helping to put you on in this phase of your life.
That's dope.
Yo, that shit is beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Nah, it's some beautiful shit. Like, you know, like that shit is beautiful, man. And it's just destiny and shit.
Mm.
And it all just go back to just like, you know, just being genuine and shit. You know what I'm saying? You like, we don't really do shit looking for no return. We just do it.
Yeah.
And you know, the universe work like that. Like, people will be able to return it, and you don't even expect it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that shit was a prime example, man. Like, you know, me and bro go back a while, 15 years or some shit. I always knew that he was going to take it the way he take it.
Mm-hmm.
I always knew it. How did I know? I'm a great judge of talent. How am I a great judge of talent? Writers know how easy and how hard it is to come up with this shit. That's why rappers fuck with me and love me, because rappers know the shit I come up with, it's not no walk in the park. Rappers be like, why the fuck I didn't think of that bar? As rappers, this is what we be like, yo, and this how we measure talent, because we know how easy and how hard it is to come up with this shit. So when I come across cats that's nice, Benny was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Shay Noah was another. That's female artist from out of Buffalo. That's amazing. like one of the best rappers I came across. You know, when you hit at that high level of penmanship, you already know, like, all this person got to do is just keep going.
And it's up.
And it's up. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that shit is dope. You know what I mean? So, you know, shout out to Benny the Butcher, man. You know what I mean? And the whole movement, the whole upstate movement. You know what I'm saying?
It sounds like you've been ghostwriting straight for a lot of lit niggas.
Said, that's the truth.
That is the truth.
I don't know how to do that.
That's the straight truth, man.
Y'all two going to talk then.
I love to hear, man, the shout-outs too, man. We were just playing some Shay. I mean,
yeah, man. She was signed to him. She was signed to Trust.
Yeah, right. He said that was one of the best rappers that he came across.
In Buffalo.
Yeah. Yes,
and I would agree.
Yeah, yeah. And he also dropped a lot of gems there, too. He dropped a lot of gems.
What's one gem that stood out?
One that stood out to me was him talking about just the time, you know, the time, 10 to 15 years, like, you're going to have to keep going. If you love it, you'll keep going. You know what I mean? And this, when you put out stuff, where he also said, when you put out stuff, he does it with confidence because he knows who he's making music for. The intention within that creates the confidence. Because then, like you said, anyone else who rocks with it is a plus. It's just a plus. But about hitting that, he also has the skill to write, hit that on the bullseye as far as, yo, my peoples, they're going to feel this one. Or the rappers will feel this one because they know how difficult it is to do that.
True indeed. True indeed. And the fact that he said that, you know, he's like, I don't make rap music for basketball players.
Yeah.
But they fuck with it because it's so genuine and authentic. And now, bro, Durant, LeBron, Damian Lillard, like all these guys, if they're posting your music, all of their fans are going to be listening to you because they all want to be alike. You know, these guys, these people, they worship an idol, right? So now you're going to hear, you go, yo, Durant was playing 38 Special. Yo, I'm going to go check that shit out. Yo, this shit is fire. You know what I mean? Like, that's just how it goes, right? But, you know, he stuck to his guns, like he said earlier in the interview.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he knows who he's marketing to.
Yeah.
That's key.
Yeah.
It's very key. Right?
Stuck to his guns, man. Man, I like that, man. It reminds me of Black Ops 2.
Ah.
When you pack a punch the first pistol, you get two guns.
That's right.
Mustang and Sally.
Uh-huh.
And they explode in bullets shooting out.
Uh-huh.
Remind me of that. Just stuck to his two guns. Some people just do that at the beginning of an early round and then just stick with that for a while.
Bro, it's the same. If it ain't broke.
Exactly.
Don't what?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You don't need to fix what's not broken.
Exactly. You might end up breaking it.
Mm.
Know what I mean?
Mm.
With that being said, we're going to go into the next track, man. We got the intro off the 38 Special and Conway the Machine joint project.
Great.
Let's go.
Niggas had they shot, ain't take it. In the streets, moving too fast. They forgot they patience with the jail for little money. On that block they chasing. At federal trial, fighting like Javonte Davis.
And now they hear the guards lock they cages. Ain't seen they kids in so long, they forgot they ages. Y'all frustrated from observations. Cause y'all hate on niggas, then watch they pages like a Moody Hall.
Let the double shots of Louis Paul. Toast to my niggas, this who I do it for. Gun on my hip, I'm comfortable like my shoe is off. Don't make me do a nigga like the baby at the Louis store.
And I'ma let this Thule off. I ain't got shit in my name, so what you gonna sue me for? Independence is a true reward. You a puppet, got strings in the back like a movie score.
We was slanging dope so we could stay afloat.
Yeah.
I'm saving all my paper now, I'm playing broke. They mentioning my name, I'm who they say is GOAT. Machine and 38 Spash, you gotta pay us both. The nigga sick right now. Nigga, you reach a certain level, don't wanna deal with niggas. Load up the gas, let's go and kill them niggas. Let's take over they block, we in the building, nigga. Fuck all that petty change, let's get these millions, nigga. 10 toes on my block, where I'm from, I'm the illest, nigga. Moms was out smoking, I was home alone, they have a phone. Now I'm rich, rockin' Como, they got sewn. Got a blessed child that could hold his own. No cable, wasn't able, I put together poems. I didn't read the Bible, but I wrote the Psalms. I didn't rock the J's, but I had the phones. I ain't had nothing but a heart of gold. It was kinda tough before we cracked the code. We ain't had no jobs, cause it was crap we sold. Told on his own, man, that nigga bold. Dishes dirty, chopping grams, I had to use a bow. We still living in hell, cause we ain't sold our soul. Cook up on a hot plate, cause we ain't have a stove. That nigga had an issue, so we wiped his nose. They don't know what I've been through. All this gangsta shit I'm into. 4 deep riding in the Benzo. 2 gas hanging out the window. They don't know what I've been through. All this gangsta shit I'm into. 4 deep riding in the Benzo. 2 gas hanging out the window. So far, it's been a solid year. I told my niggas, let's keep doing shit that got us here. Let's keep it up, yeah. VVS, the big solitaires. 20 bands for one earring, and I got the pair. Neck looking like I sell a lot of squares. These other niggas' jewelry kit cannot compare. They say machines, since you got that shit, it's not been fair. Said I'ma run this shit until I'm in my rocking chair. I'm from Buffalo, New York, ain't had too many options there. Trap house kitchens, just a couple dirty pots in there. Niggas get out of pocket, then you shot the feds. And if you lose, you come back later in the block and end. I whip a brick up several ways, we was selling yays. Out that back seat window, my Mac 11 sprayed. Niggas mention my name, I ain't never phased. Cause I'm making the kind of money they ain't never made. They don't know what I've been through. All this gangsta shit I'm into. 4 deep riding in the Benzo. 2 gas hanging out the window. They don't know what I've been through. All this gangsta shit I'm into. 4 deep riding in a Benzo. 2 gas hanging out the window.
I'm the plug you run off on and end up with your legs gone. Patience short and bread long. I've been through a lot of shit in this game, but it made me headstrong. Mink blanket keep the bed warm. Where I get it from, I got it made like the special ed song. I'm the nigga that the feds on. Might see me with a fluffy French bulldog that's red foam. Huh, I'll be dead calm.
If something said wrong, I transformed to a lead stone. Hope you read Psalms. Your future, I understand. Cause getting blood on our hands, how we read poems. Say a prayer for my dead moms and my brother. Until we back together, I'ma bear arms. My shooters know I care for them. They treat me like fair calm. I'm that nigga in red form.
Fork in the pot, my wrist circling. Talking O's and blocks like Lil Durk and him. I don't care how good his verses is. If the nigga a rat or if he pussy, I can't work with him.
Yeah. Fuck out of here.
We FOIs getting ROIs. My first year in the game, I was the ROI. They ain't got no drip, they gon' borrow mines. And boggle minds, how I'm fucking models like the Jack Harlow guy. Wow. I just get the head and fuck her, we get bread and duffel. So the fans wanna arrest and cuff us. Niggas ain't gon' never touch us. They know I'm always trying to brush into a fade. I'm Chicago on poetic justice. How many pointers in the chain? A half carat each. Was in the field and my shoulder pads, wearing cleats. Tosha glass, wear the cleat. Broken man, he airing streets. And on site mean we on your ass anywhere we meet. Been better, cashmere sweater, trench rocker when it's Tim weather. Fuck a debit card, give me mine in cash and spend better. Leg broken, I still ain't going out on a limb, never. Money stretched like Wimbiana, nigga, I've been pressured. The fluorescent Balenci shades, the Midas touch. If I was involved, it was history made. And Portofino sipping vino like it's lemonade. They on Instagram with your chain if you mention my name. We sold weight for real, now we having label deals. Shoot bipolar, I'm trying to get him to take his pills. I be on made, but still, I need a place way in the hills. Comparing me to whoever, I'm like, is they for real? I do the beats as equivalent to a Draco kill. Not only putting chinks in your armor, we about to break your shield. Punching like Bud Crawford until I break your will. The pain is real, the undisputed champ reigning still. Machine, nigga.
Life could change. Here today, you gone tomorrow, nigga. Life is strange. Christ is age. You gotta protect your spirit, nigga, light your sage. You get paid in years if you look at life as a wage. I look at life as a stage. It's a performance, every life is a stage. If you take a life, then you do life in a cage. I'm making life. Spend your whole life in a daze. You make a price, I spend your whole life in a day. I'm making lights. I'ma live my life in a blaze. I'm making lights. Better I make the light. Then I make the right. Put directions for your life into ways. Then make it right. You got your whole life in the way. Go get a life. You live your whole life in a maze. A dead man walking only live life in a grave. Get a slice, nigga. You live your life as a phase. Shit happens. I guess you live in life as a friend.
Life is like catching a cab in the city when you're black. Man, it don't stop for no one. While you wonder, and then waiting. Time is passing, you're debating on. Should you walk? Or maybe you should take the train, man. Life's the same way, baby. I said life's the same way, baby. I said life's the same way.
Sleep at the same time. It's ironic cause y'all gon' have wakes on the same day.
Cause if I aim late, you still gon' be reaching the same fate. I hit the main safe. There's no way possible you remain safe. I train apes.
And we gon' eat kilos cheap. I ain't gotta see my PO for 3 whole weeks. They lock me up and he don't speak. Only words from me to the judge would be like Carlito's speech.
The scars we don't keep. It's only hard cause we don't speak. We godfathers, hard mops. It's like Vito B. That's cold. I brought a throne, they told me, lead those streets.
And here I go again, sitting in these casino seats. Casino seats, casino
Come
seats.
Come on, man. Woo! Hey, man, it's been a glorious evening with y'all. I hope that y'all got some words of wisdom, encouragement, and all that good stuff from 38 Special, King Wise, and Hard Body Dreams.
Yes, sir.
Your righteous brothers. What you got to say, guy?
It's always a good night hanging out with y'all, man. Thank y'all for being here listening. The Boom Bap Syndicate, CJSF 90.1 FM. Y'all know where we at, man. Send us a DM on Instagram at Boom Bap Syndicate for any requests regarding anything. Or let's just have a conversation. Ask us a question, man. We're here for the people.
Absolutely, man. Victory state of mind. Always keep that in mind, man.
This has been your host, King Wise, Hard Body, Hard Body, King Wise. Peace.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. A new paint job on your house could be an opportunity to make your home look and feel a little cooler. So-called cool exterior walls are coated with paints or other materials that efficiently reflect the sun's rays and emit heat that's been absorbed.
The material stays cooler in the sun, and this helps to cool the outdoor air around the exterior wall, as well as reduce the amount of solar heat gain into the building.
Audrey McGarrell is with the Cool Roof Rating Council. The nonprofit tests how roofing materials and exterior paints and finishes perform as cool surfaces. Light colors naturally reflect more visible sunlight, so many cool wall products are white. But cool walls come in darker colors, too. Some paints are made with special pigments that reflect the sun's near-infrared radiation, which is invisible but transmits heat. Those paints do cost more, but McGarrell says the investment often pays off over time because cool walls help cut air conditioning costs. So she suggests people in warm climates consider cool walls when it's time to repaint.
thinking about how comfortable and energy efficient your home is going to be 10, 15, 20 years down the road, it's important to consider all aspects of resilience to heat.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.